Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Gabe from Tenino is. Gabe, are you there?
I'm here.
What's up, Gabe? Hey, were you listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
I barely missed it.
That's okay.
All right, Steve. Well, you go ahead and get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Gabe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Hell yeah!
What position does Cal Raleigh play?
Catcher.
Yes. The lost city of the Incas is better known as what?
I don't know. Peru, though. No. Let's see. Machu Picchu.
Yeah, there it is. Mrs. Peacock and Professor Plum are from what board game?
Monopoly?
No.
Pass.
Whose single season home run record did Cal Raleigh tie last night?
Roger Maris, Ken Griffey, Babe Ruth.
Yeah, there it is. Mimas orbits which planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
No.
Neptune.
No.
Saturn.
Yes. How many eyelids does a duck have?
2.
No.
4.
No.
3.
Yes. Which artist brought us the song Baby Got Back?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
You know it. What are electrically charged atoms called?
Electrons, protons.
No, no.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got correct there, right, Gabe. That is a fine score.
Thanks.
What did Steve get earlier? 5?
5, yeah.
Mm. He scored enough to beat you earlier today.
Oh.
Yeah. Steve.
All right.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Thank you, Cal.
What position does Cal Raleigh play?
Oh, he is a dumper. He's a catcher.
Yes, he is. The Lost City of the Incas is better known as what?
The Lost City of the Incas. I don't know. Pass.
Mrs. Peacock and Professor Plum are from what board game?
Clue.
Yes. Whose single season home run record did Cal Raleigh tie last night?
Mickey Mantle?
No.
Derek Jeter.
No.
Who is it? Aaron Judge?
No. Mimas orbits which planet in our... No. Orbits which planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
Jupiter.
No.
Saturn.
Yes. How many eyelids does a duck have?
4.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no. Which artist brought us the song Baby Got Back?
That would be Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sure would be. What are electrically charged atoms called?
Protons.
No.
Neutrons.
No.
Electrons.
No. How many sisters does Cal Raleigh have?
How many sisters?
Mm-hmm.
1.
No.
2.
Yes. What is the most common first name among first ladies of the United States?
Marsha.
No.
Beatrice.
No.
Alice.
No.
Cal.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, and that is a loss. Oh. 6-5. Man, I'm so sorry about that, but congratulations, Gabe.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, let's get through this real quick, Steve Miggs. Cal Raleigh tied Babe Ruth last night.
The
Colossus of Clout.
I blame Linkin Park.
The number of eyelids a duck has, our friend Gabe knew, it's 3.
Okay.
Electrically charged atoms are called ions. Mm. And the most common name among first ladies of the United States is Elizabeth.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Put that in your pocket and share it another day.
Naughty Cal.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last night, the Mariners clinched the AL West. It was magical. Even more magical if you were at the game. So if you were there, please call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We have a simple question for you, but we need for you to call in right now if you were at the Mariners game last night. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Foo Fighters. Last night, the Mariners clinched the AL West in front of an absolutely packed to the gills T-Mobile Park.
Here comes the 1-2. Ball game! The Mariners win! Seattle, you've waited long enough. It's time to party like it's 2001.
I feel like all announcers, like Goldie and any of the announcers for the Seattle Mariners, they just have like a set group of like not a script, but like just a bunch of lines. If this happens, I'm gonna say something like
ready
this.
Ready to pull it out.
What?
Oh,
excuse
sorry,
me?
I meant the line.
What are you trying to tell
pull
us?
Pull out the line.
Do you know something about Goldie that we don't know?
God, no.
The Mariners are the 2025 American League West champions.
I mean, I'm glad he pulled that out.
He did pull it out. And so did the Mariners. They really did. That was so amazing. People were absolutely losing their minds, as you could hear in the audio, which leads us to want to ask a simple question for those who were there.
206-803-ROCK. It's the simple question.
And we're going to start with the national treasure.
Your dad's on the phone?
My dad, Craig Daly, who was at the game with his buddies last night. Dad, what was it like at T-Mobile Park last night?
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. You know, I've been going to those games since the Kingdome days in the 80s, you know, when my buddy Phelps played for him, and this was unbelievable.
Did you have moments where you felt like you were tearing up or getting emotional?
Oh, yeah.
What moment?
Everybody was, and there was something else.
Did you feel in the first inning, okay, we got this game? I know, of course, there's still many innings to play, but, I mean, when they have 3 home runs in the first inning, I know us, we were watching at a bar, and we're just like, I don't think they're going to be stopped today.
Well, we looked at the guys I was with. I go, I've never seen anything like this. 3 home runs in the first inning. I mean, 1, 2, 3. It was unbelievable.
And I think Cal Raleigh's baseball still hasn't landed. I mean, yeah. That guy, he crushed that. Number 59 was just a bomb.
Well, what was amazing after, you know, I keep the score. I got a scorebook. And you know what I did? I left the good dang thing in the book.
Dad, you can't say that word.
Wait, so you, Craig, you went to a bar after the game?
Yeah, the one across the street that's outdoors. What's that called? I can't remember.
Oh, the old pyramid.
Dream Girls?
No.
Deja Vu?
You
did
the Dream Girls?
You didn't invite Danny and I?
No, not Dream Girls.
No. Dad, how late did you guys stay out partying? What was the vibes at the after party?
Well, we were in the bar and had a little something to eat, and we came out. And it's probably an hour and a half later, and we've got to walk to the light rail. They're still in there, stadium. They're still yelling in the stadium. We couldn't believe it. Their party was just going on for I don't know how long.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wanted to leave. Just wanted to keep soaking it in.
Yeah, but I tell you, it was something else, and people were going nuts. And I got videos of every home run the guys hit. Nice. They come around. I was right off third base, about 10 rows up. They come around third base, and I got the videos.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm very jealous, Dad. Go Mariners, and thanks for letting us chat with you this morning.
You can't get mad at your dad.
One thing I got to say, though, I mean, Linkin Park versus the Mariners, come on.
One ticket I got for free. The other one was sold out, so I could not make it happen.
Love you, Dad.
And don't get mad at him for cursing. He has a bad example being set by Cal Raleigh, after all. Right? I mean, come on.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Connor. Connor from Seattle. Same simple question to you. What was it like at the game?
Well, let me tell you something, man. That place last night was rocking. I mean, I'm emotional right now. I can't even believe it.
Oh,
dude, I feel you, man. I was even talking to a few people at the Linkin Park show, Connor, and when we were talking about it, one of the guys just looks at me and goes, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about this.
I mean, me and my wife went to the game. We barely got a chance to go. We our schedules cleared last minute, and we showed up. We were in the bleachers up in section 307. And we show up one of the first times we ever gotten there before the first inning, I'm going to be honest with you. And we walk out to our seats, and the first home run Cal hit, I'm looking at the ball, and I'm like, that's coming. There's no way this ball is going to reach us. And it hit, like, about 10 seats to our left, and I was like, that was insane. That was insane. And then, you know, he hits the 60th, and you're like, wow. Like, it was just. Man, it was insane. I don't even know what to say.
And I feel like, Connor, all three of those home runs in that first inning were three very different types of home runs. Like, one was like a straight up, like, I think Polanco's was like a line drive home run. Julio's was like I felt like just like your run-of-the-mill normal home run. And then Cal's was, like you said, a monster blast.
It was one of the most special sports moments of my life, for sure. I'll remember this one forever, for sure.
Hell yeah, man. Well, hopefully we keep the good memories going.
Tina from Renton, you were at the game last night. Our simple question, what was it like last night at T-Mobile Park?
It was magical. I honestly, like, just hearing everybody else talk about it still, I'm reliving those goosebump moments too. We were there with a bunch of my coworkers who are traveling here from, like, the UK and Australia. They don't know baseball and they don't understand it. So we're explaining the game to them and what this all means to us and how special this moment is. It was historical and so much suspense with Cal every time he'd come up to bat, and I never heard it get so quiet in Safeco until he walked up to the plate after that first home run, and you're just waiting in anticipation, and then finally number 60 comes up.
Oh dude, when you hear the entire stadium chanting MVP and then he crushes it, it was like a movie moment.
Totally.
40,000 chanting MVP.
After the Mariners clinched the AL West last night, Cal Raleigh did what he did the night before, and that was cursing again while live on Root Sports. So many are already talking about this online. So we've got to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Our Seattle Mariners clinched their spot in the playoffs on Tuesday night, and then Cal Raleigh ended up dropping a little bit of an F-bomb live on Root Sports.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
So then last night, after clinching the AL West, it happened again.
Back up to you, naughty.
Sorry.
Was just even more focused tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think most people heard what I said last night, you know, might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
Her reaction's great.
All right, Aaron, back up to you. Naughty, naughty Cal, naughty Cal.
I mean, we'll let it slide. That's our guy, right?
Absolutely.
But these videos are all over social media, so many have had to comment on them. So let's go straight to the comments.
We've had a bunch of these comments, both for the first one and the second one, and I figured who better to read these than an iconic actor that is known for using the F-bomb rather freely in his films.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Nailed it.
Yes.
So we have Robot Samuel L. Jackson. I try to find some that actually included some curse words, because you got to have Sam curse.
Of course.
Reading the comments about Cal Raleigh cursing on that, not national, but on local television. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yes.
We get it. We f***ing get it. Cal hits home runs and the Mariners are good for the first time ever. But act like you f***ing been here before. You all are acting like you just won the World Series. Dorks.
Again, I mentioned it. We can't act like we've been... We haven't been there very much.
No!
So let them do whatever the hell they want.
Give us our moment.
It was a massive celebration. Did you watch any of the post-game coverage?
Oh, yes.
It kept going and going, and I thought it was awesome.
It was just a constant roar. It was so much fun.
And they were just getting hammered in the locker room. Like,
oh,
they're
yes.
just dousing each other with booze. You could just see, like, at one point... I can't remember which player it was... But one of the players was being interviewed. It might have been J.P. Crawford, who it's just so awesome to see him having a good time because he's kind of been with the team for quite some time and
yeah.
has seen some questionable decisions by the team's management. So it's awesome to see him kind of experiencing this right now. And at one point, I think he just like looked up and the guy was just pouring booze in his mouth.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, we're not acting like we've been here before because we haven't been here before.
This motherfucker looks like my kid's school bus driver, and he is low-key the best player in baseball.
Especially with the mustache.
I know.
He just does. He does seem rather unassuming.
He does. I mean, it's funny. I like don't even think he has any ego. He just doesn't even realize his greatness, I don't think.
There was a great moment. Maybe we have time. We could hear it. Like when, you know, if I could just find it right now. Because there's a moment where, like, after the game, the crowd is chanting MVP. And it was like a scene from a movie because he's just like looking out to the crowd. You could tell he's struggling not to start crying. And he just looks at Angie Menti, who's trying to interview him after they've already been doused twice with like cold water. And he's like, I'm just speechless.
This season, Cal, with what we have watched you do, you have basically left us speechless.
How cool is that?
Such a cool moment.
You can see him. He looks like he goes, I don't know what to do. I'm just, this crowd is just making me speechless. It was awesome. All right, let's check out our next comment about Cal Raleigh cursing on television.
I saw his parents were in the crowd. He should be ashamed of himself for cursing. Wash that guy's mouth out with soap.
Oh, his mom did. I don't know if you caught that towards the end of the broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, mom's still got a mom even when your kid is 28 years old.
She ran to the bathroom, did that hand squirt thing, and just shoved them in the face. Here's some soap, kid.
That's meant for Cleveland, you ass. Come up with your own shit.
Okay, because the original, that came from Major League, the film, which is about, at the time, the Cleveland Indians.
But now you can never use it again.
How dare
unless
me.
Unless you are from Cleveland.
When are we building the statue of Big Dumper?
Yeah, we don't have enough concrete yet.
It's just a butt.
Just one cheek so far. We're working
mountain.
On it.
This dude is batting 240 and acting like he's Mickey Mantle.
Well, I don't know if he's acting like anything. I think people are putting him up on a pedestal. You can get mad at maybe like the media for blowing it up, but he's also a catcher, a switch-hitting catcher. Like, it's just unheard of for a guy like him, any catcher. They're even saying, like, the chance of anyone breaking now his record as a catcher is so slim.
So crazy.
Prepare yourself for the choke.
How dare you?
Is the best word. It just makes statements hit different. Yeah.
It is one of my favorites.
No commentary on Cal Raleigh. Just loves the F word. We got one more comment about Cal Raleigh. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cal seems like the kind of dude you want to stay up late with, crush beers together, listen to Metallica, and talk about hot chicks. Maybe even hit up a strip club. Dude is my MVP.
Was that your comments, Steve?
Maybe.
The Daily Mix Show.
I mean, I'd love friends like that.
Totally. If only you had some. Wow. Making strides against breast cancer. The walk is taking place on October 11th.
What the hell?
And the KISW team is back at it in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You can get all the details on what's going to be going down at Pier 62 at KISW.com.
Yeah.
Naughty Cal.
Naughty
Cal. Cal seems like the kind of dude you want to stay up late with, crush beers together, listen to Metallica, and talk about hot chicks.
For many of you, the day is just beginning. You're waking up. You're drinking some coffee. You're curious what's going on out there in the world of pop culture, and there's a lot happening. We're here to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? Let's go!
Big Dumper Cal Raleigh hit number 59 and number 60 of the season last night, and the Seattle Mariners won their fourth AL West title with a 9-2 victory over the Colorado Rockies.
First time since 2001.
And it looked like that game was over in the first inning. It was fantastic. Then manager Dan Wilson, he addressed the fans at T-Mobile Park after the game.
While holding the freaking trident.
And you guys have been there every step of the way. Thank you for turning T-Mobile into one of the loudest ballparks in this league. But the credit goes to these guys. They fought hard, they fought strong, and we got a lot of more fun baseball ahead of us, so stay with us.
So what now? If they win tonight, they get a bye.
Correct.
And they don't have to do the wild card round.
I believe that's right.
Right, so. And then tickets go on sale today at 10 in the morning.
We've already been looking.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the price of the tickets, and I don't know if my wallet agrees with this.
We've spent money on dumber things, that's for sure.
You're 1,000% right.
Well, Dan Wilson was then speaking with Ryan Roland Smith after the game and talking about this full circle moment that he's dealing with right now, being that Dan was the catcher for the Mariners back when they won the AL West the last time in 2001.
Hey, listen, the last time the Mariners won an American League West Division title, you were behind the plate back in those 23 seasons ago. Tell me, how is this different? How does this compare?
I mean, it's completely different in a lot of ways and completely the same in a lot of ways. I was probably this wet the last time, too.
Excuse me?
Me, too.
You know, it just feels good. You know, it's again, it's so many people in this room and all their hard work to get here. These guys and what they do every day in and day out on that field. To get to this point just feels really, really good.
Well, Dan, first of all, congratulations. Amazing first season, first full season. Here you are, American League West champion. Congratulations. I'll let you get back in there and celebrate. Appreciate it.
You're too awesome. Dry, by the way. I know.
The smile on his face was just priceless.
All of them with their mustaches, I feel like they could all be cast in like some new firefighter show based in Seattle. They all look like firefighters right
I'll
now.
I'll watch it.
I bet you would. I seem to have another cat stuck upstairs in the tree. Again, Taryn.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's talk about something that has nothing to do with the Mariners, and that's Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen has had sex with a lot of women in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Any guesses on how many?
Oh, I'll say less than Gene Simmons claims to have slept with. So less than 5,000.
Less than 5,000. Danny, what are you thinking?
I'm going to say probably 3,669.
All right, very close, actually. Not close at all. And I don't know if this is necessarily true. At least this is what Charlie Sheen has said recently, that he has had sex with 47,000 women.
What?
That's a lot of women.
How do you keep track of that?
That's the thing. Like, does he have like a little notepad?
Excel spreadsheet?
How does it not fall off?
Or maybe it's one of those little clickers. You know, like the umpires have for balls and strike. Well, anyways, he was on Impulsive. That's that Logan Paul podcast. And they brought this up and they talked about it. And even though Charlie Sheen has cleaned up his life and is sober, he still has some strange Sheen-isms when he's talking.
What do you think was the thing that you have that made you say, you know what, I'm going to have sex with 47,000 women. I'm going to try every drug. I'm going to crash a plane. I'm going to beat Michael Jordan. I'm going to do every single thing, and I'm never going to say no to any of it.
When you put it like that, it sounds like it's somebody else's life.
It wasn't as compiled or as condensed as you just laid it out. It was more about navigating, encountering each situation scenario as they presented themselves, you know, and based on what the headspace was going into it was kind of what
I feel like the headspace was a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Was kind of what that drove, I think, the results I was looking for. What's that? There's a line in the book, don't wear hamburger pants on safari and not expect to be attacked by a lion, you know?
Wise words to live by. Thank you, Mr. Sheen.
No, I don't know.
You know.
No, I have no idea.
You don't wear your hamburger pants very often, Steve?
Not at least in public, no.
Don't wear hamburger pants on safari and not expect to be attacked by a lion, you know?
All right, so hearing it the second time around, I totally understand what
you mean. Yeah, makes sense.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's one more chance for you to take down Steve Miggs this morning, and his record is 303 wins, 96 losses, and 85 ties so far this year.
Winning.
206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Miggs at 850.
Duh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.